want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot, do, de, do, ya, do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is durian. Dear listener, I will not lie to you. The subject matter I'm about to enter onto is one that is not for the weak. It is not one that I approach with my typical zeal and appetite. Yet the fruit I have mentioned, durian, is truly loved by other cultures, and I must not lose my culinary quest as a chef because something is merely, shall we say, smelly? Maybe smelly is not quite enough. It is more like fetid, putrid, or even horrible to smell to most folks who didn't grow up prizing durian. But let's be fair. In Malaysia, from where this fruit is found and truly revered, people might think our interest in the likes of gorgonzola to be bizarre. I bought my first durian while doing research for a project 10-Speed Press Publishing commissioned me to work on. It was a combo we now know as the Exotic Fruit Posters and the Great Exotic Fruit Book. I was very inspired by two previous examples in what became a very successful series for 10-Speed. The first one of its type was created by Mark Miller of Santa Fe. It was all about the world of chilies. I got both the dried and fresh chili posters, and we hung them in our kitchen at work during that time. We all learned a great deal from them both, and it was such an easy way to learn with them hanging on the wall and not enclosed in a book. The second in the series was by Alice Waters, an early culinary hero of mine. Alice dedicated her poster to the wonderful world of tomatoes. And this was long before heirloom tomatoes were becoming a common, thank God, thing in our grocery stores and farmers' markets. But let's get back to our friend Mr. Smelly. I got ours at a Vietnamese grocery on 163rd Street. The woman who sold it to me was very curious as to why I would want one of these fruits. "Have you ever had one?" she demanded to know. "I haven't," I replied. She took my cash, closed the register firmly, crossed her arms, and said, "No refunds." My wife, Janet, and I took it back to our home kitchen to give it a whack. It looked harmless. I mean, come on, what could be so bad? But I did have some foreboding. I had read about the durian and knew it was to be found in Sumatra, Java, Thailand, India, and the Philippines. That wasn't the concern. But I'd also read that it was illegal to even have one in an airplane or hotel, much less open it up and let whatever odor within drift. Before my courage slipped, I stuck a dagger in it. I half expected to have some Ghostbuster slime monster leap out at me. It didn't, but it was a very, very strangely constructed item. It smelled funky, all right. The closest experience I had to an odor coming from something intended to be eaten was Limburger cheese. I cut off a snip of the yellow pulp and put it in my mouth. It tasted fairly well, fairly okay. I realize this is not a raging endorsement, and you will not find it on my menus, but I had to know. That's the problem sometimes, isn't it? Curiosity is a hell of a thing, and so is durian. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.